The writer's choice is Brown Water by Dina McKinnon. What if the only thing you were scared of was the only thing that could save you? Read by ScriptWax.com. ScriptWax provides a team of talented voice actors to bring your screenplay to life so you can hear what works and what doesn't. Visit ScriptWax.com to book your table read today. Brown Water by Dina McKinnon. Establishing shot. Aerial of swamp. Mossy cypress trees.
Mama always said, even the brown water of the bayous could wash away all that was evil. But I had a thing about water, and I wasn't going near it.
Fade in. Interior. Shanty. Kitchen. Morning. Smoke fills the kitchen. Bacon sizzles, burning charcoal black in a frying pan on a stove unattended. Catfish, 30, African-American, tall as a tree and just as slender, beard stubble, runs in, jerks the pan off the stove, tossing it in the sink. Tadpole, 8, African-American girl, nappy hair, watches from the doorway. Exterior, dirt path, moments later. Tadpole's feet hit the mud so fast, no time for the suction. She stops near the path's end, doubles over to catch her breath, and then stands up slowly. Through the mist, she can see Mama, 28, African-American, long braids, in nightgown, wading into the swamp.
Mama!
Mama continues, the waterline rising to her chest. Tadpole steps into the water, following Mama. Knee-deep, she looks down at the water with fear. Mama takes two more steps. Water covers her head.
Mama! I'm coming!
Deeper, Tadpole thrashes around. Cannot swim. The brown water stains her white t-shirt rust brown. She swallows water. Chokes. Fights for her footing. Mama floats atop the water like a fishing cork. A loud knock. Tadpole springs up. Interior. Bedroom. Morning. Tadpole wipes sleep from her eyes and sweat from her brow. The door opens. Catfish peers in, extending mud-soaked shoes.
Want to explain why I found these in the trash?
Tadpole shrugs.
They got all wet with that brown water. They ruined Papa.
Nothing a little soap powder can't handle. You gotta get over that water thing you got.
They ruin, I'm telling ya. Make squish squash creepin' sounds.
A clump of swamp mud falls off one and splatters on the wooden floor. He shakes his head.
If your ma was alive, she'd skin your hide. You're lucky she in heaven.
Catfish hesitates.
Speaking of heaven, I need you to run that goat milk up to the parish.
Tadpole rolls her eyes, huffs.
Why you always look that way when I bring up the priest? He's one of our best customers.
He drops the shoes.
And put these on your feet or in the wash. Ain't got money to be wasted.
Interior, kitchen, moments later. A kitchen lacking a woman's touch. Tadpole walks in, drops the shoes in the trash bin. Exterior, dirt road, day. Barefooted, Tadpole rides an old rusty bike, a bottle of milk in her front basket.
Mama always said you shouldn't hate nobody, but I hated that man and I wasn't going to let nobody baptize me.
Exterior, church, day. The bike comes to a stop outside a small church. Tadpole jumps off, sets the kickstand, takes the milk. She walks up to the doors, hesitates.
And I was warned about churches, hypocrites and such. This was the first time I guess I'd see inside.
Interior, church, moments later. The door opens. Sunlight cuts through darkness. Dust dances in the beam of light. Tadpole stands in awe, stares down a narrowing aisle leading to Jesus on a cross just behind the pulpit.
It was right scary, but not as scary as water, especially that brown water.
Tadpole walks down the aisle.
Never understood how it could wash sin away, but Mama thought it could. I can remember her last day on earth. Said she was going to get the sin washed right off her. Mama wasn't afraid of the water. Told me about a voodoo spell old Julie Brown put on it round here. A protection for those that were good and death to those that were evil.
Tadpole stops at a door marked Clergy Office. Knocks. The door opens up. Tadpole drops the milk. Glass shatters, milk seeping out. Father Jimmy, 50s, stands in the door. His belly protrudes over his belt, his hair greasy.
Now, what do you think the Lord, our Father, would say about that?
He motions at the milk on the floor. Tadpole's frozen solid.
He'd say if she's been baptized, then she is forgiven. You need to quit refusing the gift of God and obey. Now, I baptized your mother. She was very special. You could be special just like that, you know?
Flashback. Exterior. Bayou Swamp. Morning. Father Jimmy stands in the brown water, dunking one sinner at a time. Mama, a couple years younger, in pink dress, is last in line. Everyone else is moved on. It's Mama's turn. Father Jimmy takes his time with her, dunks her over and over.
No way I was getting baptized like that. No way I was ever going in that water.
Looks like he's drowning her, leaving her down longer and longer. But she comes up the last time, gasping. He leads her out of the swamp.
I guess she thought he washed the sin off her that day.
Their feet suck mud through the spongy path. The sound stops.
All that dunking, she must have had some sin left, because what I saw next I'd never forget.
Father Jimmy gropes Mama in the bushes. His hand runs down her wet shirt, squeezes her breast.
Mama?
The fondling stops. Mama turns, locks eyes with a much younger tadpole.
She weren't never the same again.
Exterior. Shanty. Night. Mama rocks on a rocking chair. Hums a tune over and over.
Julie Brown, Julie Brown, what did you see? When I die, I'm gonna take the whole town with me.
Tadpole shakes Mama's shoulder.
Mama? What you singing?
Tain't me no more, Tadpole. I'm the brown water, like old Julie Brown.
But you said the water was good. It'd take all the evil away.
Mama pets Tadpole on the head.
It gonna get all the evil indeed.
Tadpole steps back, stares as Mama starts rocking and humming the same tune again and again, like a broken record. End flashback.
What's wrong, child? You aren't afraid of a little water, are you?
He reaches down and wipes a tear from her cheek.
You show up tomorrow afternoon at Baptismal Bank about 3, and we'll take care of you so you don't have to worry about things like spilled milk. What do you say, kiddo?
He nudges her cheek.
No need to be scared. It's just water. Be brave, like your mama.
He closes the door. Tadpole, eyes down, hums the Julie Brown tune, over and over. She stops, knocks on the door again. Father Jimmy opens it. She looks up at him.
I changed my mind.
He leans out.
About?
I want to be baptized, like Mama.
His lips curl into a perverted smile.
Well, that's nice to hear.
Exterior, Bayou Swamp, Baptismal Banks, 3:00. Father Jimmy walks out into the swamp. As the water covers his white robe, it turns a reddish brown.
Mama fought the sickness as long as she could. I wasn't gonna catch it.
He smiles back, motions to Tadpole, who stands a few feet from the water's edge.
Come on in, child.
Tadpole picks up her foot, watches as the indentation fills rapidly with brown water. She begins to hum Julie Brown's song as she steps forward. Ankle deep, she stops, looks up. Stares through the priest.
It wasn't the water I was afraid of no more.
A swirl of water makes its way towards Father Jimmy.
It was what was in the water.
The water swirls around, creating a wake. Faster. Closer. Father Jimmy unaware until he is yanked under.
Whoa!
Father Jimmy thrashes about. Arms reach one last time for the sky. And then he's gone.
Sorry, mister. No, not sorry.
Tadpole stares out over the still brown water.
Rest in peace. That's what Mama would say.
Fade out. That was Brown Water by Dina McKinnon. Read by Scriptwax.com. Scriptwax provides a team of talented voice actors to bring your screenplay to life so you can hear what works and what doesn't. Visit Scriptwax.com to book your table read today. This audio recording is released under a Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 license. You can share the audio recording in its entirety, but you can't change it or sell it.